Well, good morning. Welcome to the BD Edge Challenge call. We had a few things scheduled for this morning. As a matter of fact, there was a very clear direction that I've been heading this morning. And then not 5 minutes ago, God just really shifted my heart. And so if there's a lesson in this, I guess what the Edge wants to communicate is that we make our plans, we prepare, but you never know when God's going to intercept them and say, nope, time to go this way. And so we're doing that this morning. And the final piece that pushed me that way was that I was sitting here setting up, getting ready, and I'm going to do this again sometime. We're going to talk about treasure as small businesses, large businesses, companies, what God's plan is. I'm really excited about this, actually. But I got a headline flashed up, like probably a lot of you did, on my phone that just said 35 missing in North Carolina floods. And I went, oh, man, one more. Afghanistan, the earthquake in Haiti, and now that. And then I just thought, you know what? We've got a brother who is a part of leadership with the Edge, who's on the call with us this morning. And I just shot him a text. I said, hey, you've been to Afghanistan. You've been to Iraq. You've been in Kabul. You were there with a bombing with the Taliban. Can you tell, just share what God did with you in the midst of that? And he went representing his company. One of the key to the Edge companies is ITC out of West Point. And Mark Smith, who you've known from day one of this, is in marketing with them, but he's also the corporate chaplain. And so I've asked Mark to just take 2 minutes, share about that experience. He also was in Haiti after the prior earthquake. And just share about that. And then we're going to take a minute or two at the end of this and pray together for those situations and those people. And I want to encourage all of you, jump out there and pray. And, you know, we should be done on time, but if we lag, you know, because we're praying, if you need to dip off, go ahead and do that. And then Mark will wrap us up after time of prayer too. Mark, take a minute and just kind of get our mind and heart around God in the midst of those scenarios.
Absolutely. Thank you. I didn't see the headline about North Carolina. So we definitely need to pray for everybody that's experiencing that right now. But Afghanistan has been on my heart over the past week for sure. I saw the news first last Friday, and I couldn't help but think of, and at that time, Kabul had not been taken yet. You know, it was taken on Sunday. But at that time that I saw the news, I couldn't help but think about our guys that and our teams that were there. And we, ITC has since sold the dog company that is, that has dog handlers and teams in Afghanistan and Iraq, but I still have relationships there. And, in 2016, on August 1st, I was sitting at home. It was a Sunday evening, and I got a text on my phone from our president of the company, AM Canine, and he said, hey, please pray for our guys in Kabul. And I had no idea anything was going on, so I quickly went on the news feed and got on Reuters, and sure enough, there had been a Taliban bombing, car bombing at one of our compounds. And they were in the midst of a firefight at that moment. It was at that point, it was the largest car bomb in Kabul history. It had happened about 50 feet on the other side of a wall from 23 of our guys while they were sleeping. And they all woke up, thankfully, as miraculously they woke up and in the middle of the night being knocked off their beds into their bathrooms with furniture and rubble on top of them, and slowly made their way out of there during a firefight for the next 6 hours, and God protected all of them, and it was miraculous, and every one of them knew it. These guys were not from Afghanistan; they were dog handlers, and they were from either the Philippines or India, and that night I was praying, and also I got a call that wondering if I would come. And so I was able to get on a plane the next day and go to them. And I met with them and lived with them and played basketball with them and ate with them for the next week and did Bible studies with them twice a day. And it was an incredible opportunity because one, these guys were not believers, but they knew that they had been saved from something physically. And by the end of that week, I had to leave, but I was doing a Bible study with them and it was about Philip in the Ethiopian eunuch. And many of you are familiar with that story. And the place where we were had a pool. And they said, well, look, there's water. And I was able to baptize six of them and lead them to Christ. And I don't know if those guys are still in the country or not, because we've since sold the company. I'm out of contact with them. But what I do know is that the country has been heavy on my heart, because I know that there are thousands of believers there. There are, you know, so many women there that are now have been in leadership positions that I don't know what they're facing, but God does. And I think it's important that we lift them up in prayer today. Lift up the believers there, lift up women, lift up children, anyone that's coming under the scrutiny of the Taliban in that country right now. I do also want to mention real quick, if it's okay, Kevin, I did have the opportunity to go to Haiti after the 2010 earthquake that centered around Port-au-Prince. And I went in there with a team after the fact, because all distribution of food had stopped because of the earthquake. And so we hand delivered food up into the hills and villages around Port-au-Prince. And I remember getting on the plane thinking I couldn't wait to take Jesus to those folks. And when I got there, I realized he was already there. He was already on the move. And I got to be a part of that. And in all three of these places that you're talking about, North Carolina, Afghanistan, Haiti, God is on the move. God is happening. God is moving in the hearts and the minds of people. And throughout history, he has used persecution and hardship to expand the gospel. And so one of our prayers, I hope, is that he utilizes this moment in time to spread the gospel. As hard as it is going to be, this world is experiencing a pandemic, and it's the fact that we're lost because of our sin. And we're sentenced to death because of it. And so my prayer is that God moves in the hearts and minds of all people, believers or not. God is certainly capable of using anybody as a tool. And so I hope that we can join in prayer today to do that.
Let's do that. I'm always reminded of the Josh McDowell quote that said, the hardest hearted atheist, even those folks, when the ground shakes, their first reaction is to look up. And so let's hope that's what's happening in the midst of this. But we got brothers and sisters around the planet right now who just need prayer. We got those who don't know Christ who need to look up during this time. So because of the time, Mark, will you pray for us and pray for those folks and lead us in prayer?
Absolutely. God, we just come to you right now. And we don't know what to do in these situations, Father, so many times where we are not boots on the ground, Lord, but you know who is. And God, help us to pray, put them on our hearts, Lord, to lift them up to you, Lord. Help us to equip them in any way that we can with any resources they need, Father. But God, I pray that you would set your angels guard around believers, that you would set your angels guard around the women, that you would set your angels around anyone in Afghanistan today and beyond that is to be oppressed, that is to be persecuted. God, we pray that you would have your hedge of protection around them, Father. That I pray that you would strengthen them, you would sustain them through the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. I pray that you would lift them up. I pray that they would not shrink back, but they would move forward and advance the gospel in ways that is unprecedented during this time, Lord. We know that you are capable of doing that. And so we lift them up to you, Father. Pray for those in Haiti that have been impacted by this earthquake, Lord. You know exactly what's going on. You know exactly how many are missing. You know exactly the families that have been impacted by this, Lord. And I pray that you would flood them with your peace, that you would flood them with your power, that you would comfort them, Lord, as they're hurting, and that you would provide the assistance they need to recover, Lord. God, lift up the folks in North Carolina that are experiencing this flooding. You know exactly what's going on, God, even though I don't. And so, Father, I pray that you would move, that you would bind that community together, and that this would be a unifier for them, Father, in a time where we need unifiers. And God, I pray that you would lead that charge. I know that you already are. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for this time that we have. God, I thank you for Kevin and his heart and for laying these issues on his mind and his heart this morning. God, this is why we meet regularly, to bind together, to serve you and to lead in the kingdom. And so we thank you for that. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you all. Now go out there and be the edge.